Okay, an extraordinary day yesterday in Westminster. In a few moments, we're going to be talking to Mary Lou MacDonald, the Sinn Féin leader. Before that, though, we are joined by the Taoiseach and the Minister for Foreign Affairs. Taoiseach, Theresa May obviously talking about going to Brussels to talk about changes to the backstop and to that withdrawal agreement. Do you countenance any changes?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to clarify that what she said yesterday in Westminster was that she was going to seek reassurance on the backstop. She wasn't looking to change it. And I think that is an important distinction to make. In fact, she made a very strong defence of the need for the backstop yesterday in the context of the Good Friday Agreement and the peace process on the island of Ireland. But she did say that she recognised that there isn't a majority in Westminster that will support it as it is. And so she's going to look to EU leaders and to the EU collectively to provide reassurance around the backstop and its use. So we're going to have to wait and see what that reassurance looks like. But certainly I don't think it will be a change in the legal text of the withdrawal treaty, which I think the EU and certainly the Irish government have been very clear that we couldn't facilitate.
Could it be an assurance from Brussels, not in the text of the withdrawal agreement, but an assurance from Brussels that the backstop is temporary in nature? Could you live with that?
Well, I mean, you know, that's already stated in the withdrawal treaty, that the backstop is meant to be temporary, but it does need to be there unless and until another way of solving the border question is agreed. But it is meant to be temporary. By the way, we don't want to use it at all. unless we absolutely have to. So many people talk about the backstop like it's definitely going to be used. We're hoping to avoid the use of the backstop by a comprehensive future relationship agreement. The backstop is only there as an insurance mechanism or a fallback position in case it's not possible to do that. And I think that point has been missed in the debate in Westminster. I think what you're likely to see here is a declaration from EU leaders from the Council providing more clarity around the backstop, the fact that it's meant to be temporary, and the fact that it is only an insurance mechanism or a fallback position if all else fails. But look, we'll have to wait and see what that wording is, and obviously it'll be run by Ireland, I suspect, before anything moves to a final wording. You know, the core issue here is that the deal that has been struck, that has taken 2 years to put together for a withdrawal agreement, that deals with the complexity of the Irish border question in a very comprehensive way, that legal text isn't going to change. Okay. But if we can provide more clarity and reassurance for the British Prime Minister to bring back to her Parliament, well, then certainly we should try to do that.
Okay, two last quick questions, Taoiseach, before we let you go. I heard you saying elsewhere on radio this morning that you still think a no deal is unlikely. With the best will in the world, isn't that now looking like, unfortunately, much as we might hate the idea of it, isn't that looking like the most likely option at this point?
No, I don't think so. I mean, what's difficult to see is a majority for anything right now in Westminster. Mm. But the only thing that there is a majority for, and it's a big majority, is to avoid a no-deal Brexit, because people know how damaging that would be to the UK. It would also be very damaging to Ireland, by the way. But we have to prepare for that eventuality. I'll be bringing a memo to government today that talks about stepping up preparations and actions for a no-deal Brexit to try to protect Ireland in that scenario. But I still think that is unlikely. I think we will that Westminster will vote for an alternative to that. But, of course, we can't be sure. Okay. And so we have to prepare for all potential outcomes while still negotiating and working towards the best possible outcome, which is to get this deal agreed that protects core Irish interests and is a hard-won compromise between the EU and the UK that allows for a sensible, managed Brexit. That's what we'll continue to work towards in the negotiations. But, of course, we have to prepare for the worst possible outcome.
Okay.
And to protect Irish business and Irish people as best we can in that context.
Final question. We had Sammy Wilson of the DUP on the show a little earlier, Taoiseach. He said that the Irish government needs to stop bullying the UK? Your response to that?
Well, look, I mean, you know, I just don't get where he's coming from there. I mean, there's no question of anybody bullying anybody here. We're trying to work out together between the EU and the UK, and obviously Ireland is very much involved in that discussion, how we can protect good relationships on this island in the future, how we can reassure people in Northern Ireland and people south of the border that they don't have to worry about physical border infrastructure re-emerging in the future. We talk to, listen to, and try to take account of the concerns of all political parties and communities in Northern Ireland. That's what we've been trying to do. And let's not forget, the deal that's on the table now is a deal that was negotiated both by the UK and the EU. It's not an EU offer to the UK. This is a joint agreement that's been hard won, that's involved compromises on both sides. Some people seem to want to get, you know, their own way on everything. This was a hard-won compromise that provides a balanced, sensible outcome in terms of a withdrawal treaty. It provides for the space then in a transition period to be able to deal with the future relationship comprehensively, a future relationship that I hope will mean that a backstop is never needed and never used. And I hope that the British Prime Minister will be able to get further assurances around those principles in the next few days to be able to go back to her parliament in a convincing way.
Tánaiste, we will leave it there. Thanks indeed for talking to us. Tánaiste, Simon Coveney there.
Now, on the line listening to all of that was Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. Mary Lou, good morning. Very welcome to the programme. Simon Coveney there rejecting the idea that we're staring down the barrel of a hard Brexit. Everyone else who've spoken to here on the show this morning suggesting it's not a guarantee, but we are inching closer to it. What's your view?
Well, good morning, Kieran. Yes, the whole situation is extremely volatile. I heard the antics at Westminster described as politics as panto by one commentator who was watching the events unfold. It's very, very difficult to say. I have to say, I don't believe that there is a great appetite for a crash or for no deal, bar amongst the most extreme Brexiteers, including the DUP. But I've said all along that the crash or the no deal scenario could happen as much by accident or just simply running out of time as by design. So we're in very, very choppy waters here. Theresa May, it seems, might harbour the ambition to dilute down or to change or even to get rid of the backstop. That's not going to happen. That cannot happen. She understands full well, and I know this because I've, God knows, I've discussed and debated these matters with her, meeting in and meeting out. The North is not as British as Finchley. Ireland has particular circumstances, particular needs, and the British are more than entitled, if they so wish, to Brexit. They're not entitled to wreck our peace process, to wreck our economy, and not just in the North, Kieran. This is an island-wide problem that we're facing into. So hopefully it's not a no deal, but I hear the Tánaiste saying the preparations are now underway, and I'm interested to hear that he's bringing a memo to Cabinet on that subject.
In terms of, you say that there's very little appetite, except amongst the most ardent Brexiteers, for them to crash out. But just to give a sense of the lack of wriggle room for Theresa May, Simon Coveney, as you heard there, saying that, look, the backstop will be only temporary because there will be a future trading agreement. We had Jeremy Lefroy, the Conservative Party MP, on earlier saying it's only temporary, even if there isn't one, because Article 50 says it can't be indefinite. And then we had Sammy Wilson saying, actually, forget the whole thing, you've got to rip it up. Is there any way the Irish government can help Theresa May off the hook there?
No, this is a hook of Theresa May's making and of the Tory party's making. And by the way, the protections envisaged in the backstop, so-called, might be temporary, but just bear in mind, Kieran, they're designed to endure for so long as necessary. And the idea of them isn't to have them time-bound, but to give legally enforceable guarantees that the Irish economy, trading across the island, the institutions that arise from the Good Friday Agreement, that a wrecking ball has been put through them. And I've said many times, like, there is no good Brexit. And just so your listeners and so all of us understand, there is no happy ever after in this story. This is a bad scenario for Ireland. even if we get the withdrawal agreement, because there will be considerable damage still accruing to Ireland, considerable jeopardy to our economy, and undoubtedly huge loss of rights for citizens, particularly in the north of Ireland.
Do you worry about European solidarity? Because Theresa May is on her tour of capitals, of EU capitals, and you'd have to imagine she's doing it to try and leverage some sort of advantage
for
in negotiations.
Sure. And look, I'm not surprised that she's doing that, and no doubt she will find a listening ear, and it might be that words are composed. I very much hope that before the Irish government assenting to any such words, that they are shared at least with leaders of the opposition and across the House. So she might well do that. But the truth is that the border on the island of Ireland was always a problem for us. It was always against our national interest, and we have the scars to show for that. But what has happened now with Brexit is that the British border that divides Ireland is now a problem for the European Union. And whereas Mrs. May might have a listening ear, I don't believe there is any prospect whatsoever, and I'm sure there cannot be a prospect, of there being a substantive redrafting of the withdrawal text. So
okay.
European solidarity, as we know in this country, Karen, blows hot and cold. Certainly it wasn't forthcoming at the time of the bank crash and the massive austerity that people bore. In the case of Brexit, and it's an enlightened self-interest, I suppose, from the European point of view, the position has been solid, it's been steady, it's been unanimous virtually across the Oireachtas, for example.
Yeah.
And, by the way, across Irish politics, the DUP are very much an outlier in
this.
They don't represent opinion in the North
all right.
at all.
All right. On that note, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. Mary Lou, thanks a million for speaking to us.